Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today we're going to look at a full-time work camping job as an oil field gate guard with Guard One Services. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Guard One Services provides security to the oil industry by staffing gates through which trucks and oil workers pass every day. The company has hired work campers for many years to staff those gates and control entry into and out of oil fields, primarily in Texas. I'll be talking to James Jenkins, the recruiting coordinator from Guard One. The company staffs 100 gates with work campers who typically stay on site 24 hours a day. The guards record information about every person and vehicle entering an oil field. They use iPads to gather that information and take pictures of the vehicles. Generally, the work starts at 5 a.m. and continues until 7 or 8 p.m. However, the guards need to be available to open the gate any time of day or night. That's why Guard One prefers to work with couples who could split the duties to ensure someone is continuously at the gate. The work campers can stay in their RVs and come out when entry or exit is needed, so it's not like they have to be standing outside the entire time. James talks about the requirements to get a security guard license and what's needed to complete the application, training, and the various tests. The job pays between $150 to $200 per day, and a free RV pad with full hookups is included in the package. To tell us more about the job, what it entails, and how to apply for it, please welcome James Jenkins with Guard One Services to the show. Thanks for coming on the show, James. I appreciate it. Can you tell me what Guard One is?
Guard One is a private security firm that hires full-time work camper couples as security guards for our oil field gates.
And where are those gates located?
Gates are located, 98% of them are located in Texas, either in the Midland, Odessa area in West Texas or south of San Antonio in South Texas.
Okay. And the point of these gates are to control the flow in and out of the oil fields, is that right?
Yes, sir. A gate guard is really a licensed contractor that's responsible for the entrance and exit of any given location, any pad site.
Okay. So their typical duties include what?
They monitor the traffic coming in and out of the oil field pad site and records the information of each vehicle. Also, they record the information of all persons entering and exiting the gate. They keep the gate closed at all times, report suspicious activity to the proper party, and maintains a constant surveillance of the gate and ensures safety of the surrounding roadway, especially if they're on a major highway, by moving the big heavy trucks that are in line to get in off of the roadway.
Okay. So they're not moving the trucks, they're guiding the trucks. They're not hopping in behind
the wheel. They're kind of like a traffic manager there, waving them on in and then getting them off so they won't cause any traffic congestion.
Sure. Is this something that's done 24 hours a day, or is there set hours?
Yes, sir. No, sir. The oil field operations works on a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's the guard's own duty. That's why we do couples, because they're on duty to man that gate 24/7, but they don't work, they never work 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they've got to be someone there too, just in case someone comes in, that they can log them in on their iPads and get it all done.
Okay. Is it likely that somebody comes in really early in the morning, like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning? Do they get started that quickly?
Yes, sir. Actually, the heaviest workday traffic for these gates is starting around 5 in the morning to about 7 or 8 o'clock at night, because they have a 12-hour shift change at 6 every day. 6 in the morning, new shift comes in, 6 at night, they change shifts again. Trucks, water haulers, and the oil tankers that haul the oil and stuff out may show up after midnight, but mainly one or two.
Okay. So,
and the good part of that is the truck driver will normally notify the guard that I'm going to be back here 2 hours, and if he's the only one, then they can go back in and kick back out and get a little nap before he comes back out.
Are these employees of the oil companies that are coming back and forth, or are they pretty much the trucks?
Yes, they're employees of the oil company.
Okay, super.
The daytime traffic could be vendors that's coming in talking to the company man, or the others are just supplies being from drill pipe, chemicals, water, all that they need for doing the drilling.
Mm-hmm. And so all they're doing is checking identification?
Yes, sir. We use an iPad, and we take a photo of the truck itself with the license plate, enter the driver's name, and any person that's with him, their name goes on there too. And then we take a picture of the payload, and so that if the truck comes in empty and goes out full, then they've here to pick something. It helps cut down on theft, especially on pickup trucks, because they will come in sometimes with tools in the back, and then when they leave out, they may have left their tools there, or they may come in empty and leave with stuff in the back. And if there's anything missing, the security firm that we work for can look it up on the computer and know at any given time, day or night, there will be a login and a picture of that truck that comes and goes.
Oh, that's neat. So you know exactly what's in the truck when it comes in and what's in the truck when it leaves.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Is there any danger to this job? I mean, being on the gate?
No, sir. We do a safety check for the guards. We teach them and instruct them never to stand in front of a vehicle. No matter how big the truck is, you always stand off at a safe distance of 15 feet or more, and that way you can get an angled view of the truck. And then you walk up, and you want to stay in sight of the driver at all times. Mm-hmm. So that he knows that he can't leave until he sees you back at your station, and then the guard waves them on in.
And are there any qualifications you have for these couples? Skill?
Yes, sir. They must be licensed as a non-commissioned security officer by the Texas Department of Public Safety. Licensing consists of a state-mandated class and test, all done on the computer, and takes a few hours to complete. To obtain a license, you've got to be over 18 years of age, have a state-issued identification, driver's license or identification card, social security card, and be able to pass an extensive background check plus a drug screening test.
Okay, take this seriously.
That's the main qualification.
Oh, okay.
If you don't have a state license, you can't work in the private security because it's governed by, like I say, the Texas Department of Public Safety. And you have the state troopers that'll go by a gate and ask to see their license. And if they don't have their license on them, all they've got to do is give the officer their social security number. He goes online and he will say it will show that they are registered under Guard One Services as a security guard. But now we require all of our guards to have their license on a license holder on around their neck. So we issue all of that for them so that they'll have that.
Are these classes that the people have to take before they can even apply?
No, sir. They apply first. In fact, they send off a application to the state.
What do you expect from work campers in terms of like character traits and things like that?
Well, we expect them just to do the job that they're hired to do.
Now, these are relatively remote areas, correct?
Yes, sir. We've got some that's 10 miles out of town. We've got some that's 40 to 50 miles out of town. And the only thing, you know, far as going in and doing laundry or grocery shopping, one person can leave the gate at any time as long as the other one is there to man the gate while the other person's gone.
Okay, so they are on call 24 hours a day for however long they want to commit, whether it's 1 month or 2 months or 4 months, whatever the case might be. There is no time off then. And these are paid positions.
Yes, sir. While they're on the gate, we give them a full hookup, which is we furnish the water for running their trailer, electricity by generator that runs all their deals. We have 15K generators with 50 and 30 amp services. We furnish their septic, their lighting equipment. We furnish uniform shirts, baseball caps, reflective vests. And we pay a daily rate of anywhere from $150 to $200 per couple per day as an independent contractor.
Okay.
And that's paid weekly.
Mm-hmm. Paid weekly. Very good. Okay. And the rate of pay again was what?
We pay $150 to $200 per day per couple.
But somebody has to be awake and ready to go out and open the gate or let somebody out.
Yes.
Okay.
Super. Yes.
So it's not like you can be hearing that alarm when you're sleeping and then get dressed and go over there. The truck drivers are probably honking the horn after a while.
Well, having been a guard about 12 years ago myself, I would actually put my recliner up by my door, and those beeps that goes off, one would be on my right side and the other on my left side, and then when runner would beep, of course, it just wakes you up instantly, and then I just go out and see which way they're coming from.
Okay.
but that was the way I did it when I was doing my deal. But you know, a lot of people's got to, and they can set up their camp any way they want to. If they want to put a nice little table out or put one of those 10 by 10 awnings out and set up, we have them doing that all the way. You know, and we furnish all the lighting for their campground. You know, it lights it up just like it's daylight outside. It lights the gate. It lights the exit area coming up, and it lights all the way around the campground.
Very nice.
Where they're parked.
And these are not seasonal jobs. They are available year-round, but they have to make a commitment of at least 30 days.
Yes. We call them seasonal jobs because we'll have the ones that comes in the fall and works all through till spring, and then we have the others that come in like in April and work through the summertime, and we just get ready for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to advertise for full-time RVers. Anywhere we could get a full-time RVer, that's what we would do. And work campers, I do the work camper rendezvous each year. And I love it. I meet lots of people. In fact, I do all types of RV rallies all over the United States for this company.
So you're constantly...
For Guard One, and I do strictly recruiting.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to go through the application process?
Well, if we have a 25-page application, which is your 1099 form, your W-9 form, your direct deposit form, our independent contractor agreement, our direct deposit, our background check release, and then copies of our safety rules, general requirements like that. Case in point, I talked to a lady Friday, sent her all the information she needed. It was sitting on Maria's desk Monday. And they started doing their testing on Tuesday. And as of today, they've already got their fingerprints done, their tests are done. They're just waiting on the state to say okay, and then they'll be good. So I would say 7 days. 7 days, you can be totally licensed and ready to go to work.
Wow! And you're recruiting all year round. So whenever somebody has a break in their schedule for at least 30 days, they can apply and pick up some work.
Yes, sir. And if they don't want to start work until July or October of this year, we go ahead and get their paperwork in, get them set up, and then put them on our schedule for whatever month. Because that first thing when I send the instructions, I said, please indicate to Maria your first available start date. And if they want to start May the 25th, we put them on that calendar. And then about a week before, we call them and say, we've got some gates coming up here on May the 26th or May 27th. And if you'd like to have one, then we get them in line to start to work.
Do they need security experience?
No, sir. Not at all. They learn more or less on that six-hour testing deal what a non-commissioned security officer can do. And it's just observe and report. You know, if they see something out of the ordinary, then they call our ops manager. And if it's something that's really bad, or somebody, they have a wreck out in front or something and somebody gets hurt, all they have to do is call 911.
Okay.
And then from there. But no, a non-commissioned security officer, the first rule is observe and report.
Observe and report.
Yes, sir.
No law enforcement or anything like that. Yep.
Yeah. You don't have the authority to do any kind of arresting or anything like that.
What can a worker do to really stand out in their application? Is there something you're looking for when they're filling that out?
Well, just so that they are fit to work in temperature ranges from moderate to extreme heat and cold and be able to stand and walk for periods of time and be fit for duty. And I'll tell you, in South Texas, I've seen it get in the 20s, but it only stays there a day or two. But in the summertime, be ready for 105 to 110 all day, every day.
That's out in Texas. But yes, it is.
That's it. And West Texas is even different because it gets colder, but it doesn't get as hot because it's a drier air, you know.
Can the work campers get a cell signal or an internet connection out in those remote areas?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have iPads. It works on the internet that, every time they log someone in the pictures and they punch enter, it goes into the clouds of, and it goes to whatever company we're working for, their security division. And then we keep that list of everything. Mainly if it's a small, if you got a low signal, we put a 500-watt booster up for phone and internet service for them. Or if they have cable television, or dish TV, then they can use that.
Okay. So you get...
Most of them have a dish.
Very good. If people wanted more information about this opportunity, where could they get it?
Well, we have a website. It's www.guardoneservices.com, or they can call me,
Okay.
And my number is 817-229-3747.
Very good.
And so that's what they can do.
Super. Well, thank you very much, James. I really appreciate it. Sounds like a great, well-paying opportunity for a couple if they want to get in there. And $250 to $200 a day isn't bad pay, especially when some of these jobs are, that's what they're making in a month.
Well, I tell them that you're not going to have an opportunity to spend it because you're going to be, 30 to 60 miles. You can't just run to Walmart every day, or you could. But so you can bank, less your food items out of the $1,000 a week, you can probably bank 800 or more.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to think and say, hey, if I do this for 3 months, that's 12 weeks, I can put $10,000. And then we do have the couples that will come in and work 3 months, and then they'll say, well, we're going to go take a cruise. We'll be back in 2 months. Can we come back? I said, we'll welcome you back with open arms.
Mm-hmm. But it might not be that same gate, right? It'd be a different gate?
Yes, sir. Different gates. Uh-huh.
Very good. Well, thank you again, James. I appreciate the time.
Appreciate it, Greg. Thank you.
I've talked with several people who worked these guard assignments in the past, and it's generally not difficult work at all. A truck or car rolls into the site, which activates a sensor that sounds an alert inside the guard's RV. The guard goes outside to check the credentials of the people seeking access and takes a picture of the vehicles and what might be on the trucks. Then the guard opens the gate, allows the vehicle to pass, and closes it again. Guards are also looking for suspicious activity and reporting anything out of the ordinary so it can be checked out by someone else. At $4,500 per month of minimum pay, it pays very well for a work camping position, especially with a free full hookup RV site included in the compensation. The company even ensures that internet and cell signals are strong enough to stream content at the gates. The guards may need to check 300 vehicles in and out within a 24-hour period, and sometimes the trucks can get backed up. However, others have told me that it isn't difficult work at all. The biggest challenge is needing someone to be on site 24 hours a day. James Jenkins said that couples can work 30 or 60 days or longer and then come back and do it again at a different location. I'd like to thank James for coming on the show to describe this opportunity and what it takes to be a gate guard. People who would like more information can find it at www.guard1services.com. This is just one of hundreds of jobs available through WorkCaper News, a magazine and online publication that connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, WorkCaper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. Next week, we'll feature more interviews with actual work campers. Thanks for listening to The Work Camper Show.